I belong to a generation of Israelis who grew up believing in peace. That was after the Six-Day War when I was 23. 40 years later, most Israelis don't believe in peace anymore, and I also don't.
That's Tom Segev, who is a columnist for the Israeli newspaper Haaretz. He spoke to us from Jerusalem about an opinion piece that he wrote this week for the Washington Post. Segev says his optimism has been replaced by pragmatism.
I believe in conflict management, concrete settlements that would make life more livable, especially for the Palestinians, especially in Gaza. Now, we have tried agreements. It hasn't worked. One of the reasons why it hasn't worked is because of the pretension to solve the conflict once and for all. This is a very, very deep conflict. It has been going on for over 100 years. And I think that rather than trying to solve it, we should manage it in a more rational way. We can make life more livable.
Tom, you have written about what you say are two mistaken assumptions that Israelis have made. First, thinking that if you make life hard enough on the people of Gaza, they will rise up against Hamas. How has the Israeli military pursued this idea, and how has it worked in the past?
It has never worked. And for the last 2 years, we have imposed an extremely cruel blockade on Gaza, hoping that if you make life hard enough for the population, they will rise against their rulers. It hasn't worked. Hamas, in fact, has become much stronger.
One of the other mistaken assumptions that you have noted is that Israelis think that they can get rid of Hamas, the governing body of Gaza, with bombs. If that doesn't work, then what do you think that the antidote is?
Well, so far we have not been able to bomb Hamas away. And the reason is, I think, that Hamas is much more than a terrorist organization. Yes, they do use terrorist tactics, but Hamas is also a genuine national and political movement. And the majority of the people in Gaza support Hamas. And so I would think that trying to bomb them away would have the opposite effect, just as I would think that trying to bomb Zionism away would have an opposite effect. And in fact, it does. The people in Sderot, who are being attacked by Palestinian rockets, keep saying, we hold on, we won't surrender. In Gaza, they say the same thing. People in Gaza and people in Sderot aren't that different.
Do you believe, then, that the Israeli government should negotiate with Hamas for this idea of not peace, but a way to manage the conflict?
I think that the Israeli government should negotiate with Hamas. I think that other governments should negotiate with Hamas. I hope that the new U.S. administration will negotiate with Hamas. Because Hamas is the enemy. Hamas is there in power. You cannot choose your enemies. This is what enemies are for. You negotiate with your enemies. So why wait so long? Let's talk before more people get killed.
I think many people understand that, but there will be others who say, why should we negotiate with an entity that doesn't believe we should exist?
Because the entity exists. I don't really care if they support Zionism or not. I really care for preventing more bloodshed, more terrorism. At the moment, of course, most people were killed in Gaza. We are talking about many, many children who were killed in Gaza over these last 3 weeks. This all happened in my name, and so I'm quite distressed. I'm devastated. I don't really know how to handle this. I'm very shameful. But I think that this should stop as soon as possible, and the best way to stop this is to talk.
Is there anything that the United States and the incoming Obama administration could actually do to bring the sides together? I mean, what would you want to see?
What I would think is that the Obama administration should really not repeat the diplomatic fiction which the Bush administration invented, the peace process. There was no peace process, the roadmap. There was no roadmap. Both Israel and the Palestinians should be made to enter into very concrete settlements which would make life more livable for Israelis and Palestinians, particularly for Palestinians. The immediate task is to rebuild Gaza and to lift the Israeli blockade on Gaza. The next goal would be to prevent more Israeli settlements and dismantle some of the Israeli settlements in the West Bank and ease the situation just a little bit rather than go for the grand design of ultimate peace.
Tom Segev is an Israeli historian and columnist for the Israeli newspaper Haaretz.